Alright, welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show. Episode 217, I believe. I could be wrong on that. I am Chris, as always, joined by Fozzie.
Hello.
And Jeff.
Hi.
And Tony is away, I don't know where. He is off this week, and we have brought back friend of the show, Amanda.
Hello.
And we play games sometimes. Sometimes. Not often.
Rarely.
Sometimes good games, even.
Yeah.
Like, even more rarely.
Like, this week, we've been playing Destiny, because it's new.
It is new.
Oh my god, new game.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is the first. It's the first disc that I've inserted into my PS4.
Sounds naughty.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't purchased any PS4 other than like PlayStation, PSN games.
Right.
I have not played any PS4 games until Destiny.
Yeah, I bought The Last of Us for that reason, and I played exactly 20 minutes of The Last of Us.
Did you get the white bundle, Amanda?
No, I've had it since launch, so it's black, like my heart.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You've had
this
that long and
didn't
buy a
retail game. You've used your PS4? I'm confused.
No, I've used it. I have, like I said, I've played games on PSN, like PlayStation Plus games that have come out, and I played Child of Light, and I played Transistor on there.
You haven't bought anything new.
I got it.
Disc-based.
No, disc-based. This is the first disc. My PS4 was a virgin until yesterday.
Yeah, I don't have any PS4 discs. I'm just looking at my collection. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't have any discs at all, actually.
I have one for Xbox One, but I'm sorry. I don't know. I think I might get on the Chris on board system where I just buy like a 3 terabyte and don't have to worry about it for like 3 years. Because, oh man, it's so nice being lazy. Oh, lazy.
Yep.
It
was really nice not going to like a midnight launch and like there is something to be said about like going out there and getting with other people who are getting the game that are excited about it.
But dude,
I am old and don't want to do that anymore.
What about that new game smell, or when like you get in your car and you like take it out of the bag and you just like, sit there and look at it? And
yeah,
a little bit.
Yeah, there is that, and you don't get that. But there's. I just wake up in the morning and it's there, ready to be played.
Like, that's nice as well.
And I hear you. I think for some games, I might still do that. Like really, really like games I've been looking for years. But like this game, oh yeah, this is a hey. Let me just preload this bad boy and just wait for midnight. Seriously, that's all it was. It was ready to go before. If I want to play at fucking midnight, I could have done that if I wanted to.
Oh.
Full.
Especially, like, AAA titles come out in the fall. Do you want to just fucking stay in the cold?
Right. That's where, like, I don't remember what the last one I went to, but it was cold outside, and I was not a fan.
Last one I went to was for the Xbox One, and it was cold. That was not cool. But
that's
so I guess you got
that
me.
That might have been the last one I went to as well.
Yeah. So.
But yeah, so Destiny's out.
It is.
It's the game that popped the. Amanda's PlayStation cherry, so. What do you guys think so far? Because we've all played it.
Yeah.
At this point, so.
I'm level 8, bitch.
I'm 10.
I think I'm level
10. Really? You made some progress today, Fozzie.
Yeah. Some asshole didn't want to play earlier, so.
I was going out to a restaurant, man. And then I came back and binge watched the
fucking 5:30. Are you guys doing an early bird special?
It was like a person restaurant, so we fit right in. It was perfect.
Your fucking mustache and everything. You are a person now. You still have that fucking thing?
Yeah, dude, it's fucking wicked now.
I'm going to pay you to fucking take that thing off.
Nah, dude.
Yeah.
Are you twisting it as we speak right now?
I actually am. I was just playing with it.
I know. I felt like I could hear it. I could hear it in your tone. I just felt like that was a mustache twist happening.
Don't encourage the man. Don't encourage him. My baby face hefe is no more.
Dude, you should see that thing in action, man. It does all the work for me.
You have literally completed the mailman cycle. That was it. That was the last thing that was necessary. It's like fucking...
I've completely transformed.
Mailman, you're always meant to become.
I don't know. We'll see when winter comes if I'm still... right now, sure.
If you're still into it when when dude, the today, snow is sticking to it.
Dude, today it was fucking... well, just the job in general. Like, today it fucking went down, like... It was, like, 47 degrees this morning and shit. And I was, like, ready to bust out the gloves, man.
47 degrees.
It was, like, dude, it was summer here yesterday, and fucking it's fall in full effect now today.
I cannot live in the Midwest.
Oh, yep. Fuck, it's so sad, dude. Fuck it. I'm moving there.
It has already snowed here. We skipped fall and went straight into winter.
Oh, God, this is the best sign.
Here and it's awesome.
I hate you so much right now. I had to scrape frost off my car this morning.
You are over the age of 18. You are free to move wherever the hell you please.
It's true. Why did I choose this? I must hate myself. Like, somewhere deep inside.
I don't understand how anyone over the age of 18 lives in Canada. Honestly.
Canada is excellent. Okay, well, first of all, in Canada, you can drink when you're 18, so I don't know. If you're 18, why would you go to the States?
That's a good point.
I can drink. I was just legally. You think I was sober until I was 21? They give you a keg when you fucking go to college. It's up here. Oh, my
God. Yeah, but did you have Jim Hortons? Or Tim Hortons? Or
Tim Hortons.
Whatever. Jim Hortons. Yeah, I've had Jim Hortons. Obviously important.
But do they have those in the States?
Nah, well, like in like New York, but it's gotta be like really close to the Canadian border. Like they don't have any in Seattle, and like, I'm 2 hours away.
It's a slow takeover.
I think like Vancouver is pretty. That's a cool city, and if I had to live in Canada, I think that's it.
Vancouver's pretty excellent, but so is the rest of Canada, even the frozen parts.
It's like if the U.S. like conquered like 100 more miles up north, there would be nothing as far as Canada. Is it like 80% of cities like within like 50 miles of like the States?
Yeah, like,
they're fucking like hanging like on our tit.
Well, it's pretty because now, no, it's just it's really cold up here. So
I know
they need us.
Yeah. Anywho, we're not here to.
But anyways, Dusty's pretty here awesome.
To, yeah, make fun.
Not really.
It's pretty awesome. Not really. Explain yourself, there, Jeff.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. It's pretty good. I don't love it. I'm just like it's okay. I kind of feel like the same way when I played Borderlands, where everyone was like, "Oh my God, Borderlands is amazing," and I'm like, I don't know. It's okay. If here's like the only thing I could like concretely. Well, there's a few things I could say I don't like about it, but it just feels like. Very soulless. Like there's nothing there. Like it's just, I don't know how to explain that. It doesn't have a lot of personality.
I think that's precisely it. That the game lacks some personality. Like it's beautiful. It looks great. There looks like there could be this awesome like lore to everything, and there evidently is if you like really look for it. But it's just not there in the open.
Story. Like
the story is terrible.
There's a story going through. Yeah, well, like I'm not really paying attention to because I don't care at all. And you have like the monotone delivery from what's his name, and I don't know. I just don't care about it. Like,
Dinklebot.
Yeah, it has nothing. Like nothing drew me into the story off the bat. So like you know how I am. If the story seems unimportant, like then I don't care. So I don't know. There's nothing. It just feels like a really kind of not alive world in a way. Like I don't know.
So like with Halo, it was like they bring you in to the story because it's a very, like, it, not a personal story. It's rather generic, like, you know, Space Marine shit. But you get attached to Master Chief as a character.
In the very first Halo, like, right off the bat, it's like a very urgent situation you're thrown into where you're like, oh, man, what the fuck is this? Like, this is crazy, you know? Like, and here it's just kind of like, oh, there's the Fallen. I couldn't tell you one thing about what's going on. It's like, we have to go find these parts for this. You're like, all right, whatever. Let's go grind this shit out.
Actually,
it's kind of
true.
Well, and every mission is structured exactly the same. Go to this spot. I really like the gameplay. I think it's a lot of fun, especially if you're playing with somebody else.
I think the combat's pretty challenging, actually. I've been playing on my own so far.
It's like the AI is like really smart.
It seems to always know where I'm at.
Oh, and not
you get those situations throw those dudes in your face.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I'm talking about, like when they like throw a bunch of swarm of guys at you, and like they're running right up in your face, and you're like, oh shit, I'm out of shotgun shells. Like I gotta like try to get out of here. Like, you know, do something. Like it gets like you could die pretty easily sometimes, and like darkness situations.
And the thing is that like they're super accurate, insanely accurate. Like fucking across the screen will knock you on your ass if you're standing still. So.
Well, they got those crazy bullets that like fly around corners too on you.
Anything that says it's hard, it's going to be impossible. It's not hard. It's just it's not possible. So like they really have a kind of a skewed way of looking at things. But the thing is that also, well, I guess in like the respawning restricted areas, there's some like consequences to dying. But if you're just out there, there's not really too much. You're not losing anything. Nothing's really being lost. Right. Just maybe bounty if you're like trying to do like the 100 kill bounty or something. But just kind of go off of what you know Jeff was saying is that it just like the story just takes itself way too seriously. I think
yes.
There's no humor in anything, and it's trying to be this epic, which is fine. Like that would be cool, but even like in Star Wars, there's characters that develop, and like, could you imagine if Star Wars was just Luke Skywalker? That'd be boring as fuck. No one wants to be Luke Skywalker. I mean, it's like Han Solo or fucking you know, you want to be one of the characters. So, and it sucks that in the story mode, if you're playing with friends, then you go back into yours, you don't know where you picked up, you don't know where you left off, there's no real fucking tracker of anything. Sometimes it's like beeping, or not beeping, but like it'll like hover over one story. I guess that's the next progression, but it's not very...
After the second mission, it throws you in, and it's a... Alright, well, figure it out. We're going to give you missions 3 and 4 at the same time.
Right.
And, like, you can kind of tell just based on, like, the level requirements. But it's weird that that's kind of how they, you know, pull it in.
Sometimes even the level requirements are, like, the same level. So I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
It's like a side mission instead of, like, the actual, like, story progression part. It's just, I don't know. It's weird. Ah, God, I can't put my finger on this game. It's just, I put a tweet out there earlier where I feel that the gameplay mechanics are like perfection. Just everything feels smooth. The controls on as far as for me are like just like perfect as far as what I anticipate in a good first person shooter. Yeah, the game is made by a team that knows their first person shooters. They know how to get the most out of their consoles. Like, this is what the team does. But, like, the MMO aspects, the story aspects, it needs work. It does. So, I mean, it feels like this hybrid that was made by a team that has no part, like, telling any part of, like, a story or MMO, like, part of it. So.
Which is weird, though, because they've told I mean, I don't really follow story in Halo. Yeah, I don't really follow story in Halo that much, but I remember being, like, drawn into parts of Halo 4, like the relationship between you and the AI. I forgot,
well,
was that
Halo 4 wasn't these guys.
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind. Never mind then. Halo Reach had good stuff.
I liked Reach's story. I thought that was the best Halo story.
Yeah, I can't believe I just said that. Scratch that from the record. I never said that. But there's little things, though. Like, one thing that really bugs the shit out of me, because, like, I find myself having to go replay older missions to level up. Because, like, I remember I went into, like, story mission 5 or whatever, and I just got wasted, like, over and over. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go replay shit and go do patrols and stuff. But if you go and replay, like, the old story missions, they don't let you skip the cutscene even then. Unless I'm missing, like, there's a button that you're supposed to press.
No, you can't.
It's like, even then, it's like, dude, I've seen this cutscene 3 or 4 times already. I've played this, you know. Like, one, the option should be there from the start, because the story is garbage to begin with. But two, like, dude, at the very least, when I'm replaying the level, which you know people are going to do, you know, it's, like, built for that. Like, fucking let me skip the fucking cutscene, dude. It's, like, 5 minutes long. That's a little thing, like, but I don't know. We sound like we're hating on this game. I didn't expect anyone to back me up on any of this. I thought I was alone. Like, I was the first person that, like, I saw on Twitter and be like, dude, I don't know, it's good, but it's not, like, you know, it didn't fucking blow my hair back or anything.
I mean, and again, I think it's just that the expectations were not met. This is the weird thing about this game, again, is that, like, my expectations were low. Then the beta came out. Then I played that, and then, like, they were risen again. And now, like, I just feel like that high that I had off the beta is just not there anymore. Where I kept hearing nervous things about, like, the, you know, the max being 20, and even though that's not really necessarily the case. And then, you know, now, like, just the flat lines that Ghost has been trying, you know, that Inklage or whatever put out.
One thing I think might be affecting me a little bit is I don't feel like I've played anything yet in the game that I didn't experience in the beta.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Fair, a lot of people, you know, like, yeah, you're...
Well, you're like
are there going to be different environments? Do we get, like, outside of Earth and the Moon and, like, the two levels on Earth and the, you know what I mean? Like, are there other areas? Is there a fucking snow level? Like, throw me something, man. Throw me a ball.
There is, evidently, there's 4 different areas. Earth, the Moon, Venus, and Mars.
Yes.
And that's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And all the things I've seen, all the environments I've seen, and, like, seen, like, the same, they look like industrial areas or something. Like, a lot of it. I don't know. Like,
you better that for the next 20 hours. Because, spoiler, it's not getting any more scenic.
See, that's just, like, weird. I don't know.
Number 2 was that, like, I don't know how I didn't realize this in the beta, but, yeah, you're pretty much playing the same maps. I felt that Mass Effect 3... had more different Mass Effect 1 or 2 had more location sets than this one. Like, it's 4 maps, and they're really big maps, mind you, but, I mean, that's it.
They are really big, but they feel small because of the way the mission structure is. And the missions don't take that long. They're like 10-15 minutes, and you jump around a lot in that time frame, so you can see the whole thing in, you know, about an hour, like, each area. Now there's, like, a whole bunch of, like, hidden areas that we haven't explored, and
yeah, I did notice there was, like, a little cave at one point, and I was like, I saw some dudes come out of it that are, like, way stronger than me, so I was like, oh, I'm not going over there.
Yeah. I'm gonna leave that alone.
Yeah, I'll come back to you later when I'm level 20. I don't know, can we say some good things about it?
Let's do that, because I actually really like it. It's just that there are things about it.
Well, I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Any means.
I mean, I think all the complaints that, you know, we've levied against them are valid. Like,
it's just, you know, were expectations met. And so, but, that being said, I've already said it, is that this game is probably the best first-person shooter game that I've ever played as far as gameplay mechanics go. The fact that, you know, in previous first-person shooters, it was always a standard, here's your main weapon, here's a pistol you might use, like, 1%, if that, of the game. But now it's you have your main weapon. You have a weapon that has a decent amount of ammo, but certainly you couldn't use the whole game through. And then you have, like, your super weapon that you use for boss fights. So,
yeah, I kind of like that whole setup. That works.
Yeah, I love, like, the three-tier system of, like, you know, and it's just, I feel like that way you're using all your ammo more than, say, the, like, standard pistol-gun combo, you know? I feel like just that little thing itself is awesome. And then, I don't know, just like I said, like the way that it feels and the mapping and just the way you can sprint everywhere and slide. And I don't know, it's just, yeah, it feels really good.
I like doing the patrol missions, honestly, almost more in the story mode.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of have to do them, I think. I feel like a little bit, like,
yeah,
again, because you got to level up. Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. You can level up through the story, but that's where you get a lot of your loot is in there. And, I mean, the game, like, levels are awesome. Like, I never got to play the beta version of the moon, but seeing the moon for the first time, that was really fucking cool.
Yeah, it's a pretty good level. Yeah,
it's gorgeous.
I also like, there's a lot of things I do like. I like the little bounty guy that you can go to. So, like, he'll give you, have you guys been using him at all?
I've just got, like, my first bounties.
The postmaster?
No, he's not. It's
the robot guy up before you go down into the where the Vanguard leaders are.
Like, if you don't go down the stairs, instead go around them, like, go up, there's, like, a dude standing up there.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, this is what I've been doing, is I'll accept a bunch of bounties from him, and, like, you earn experience off of them for doing kind of shit that you would already do, or whatever. Like, one was... for me last night was like kill 100 enemies without dying, and you got like a shitload of experience for doing that. So like I was being extra careful, but I was going to kill enemies anyways, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
So definitely I would definitely utilize him. The funny thing is too, I got to like 92 enemies I think, and I walked off a cliff.
Shut up.
I swear to God, like I was like sidestepping an enemy and I didn't realize I was near a cliff or that you could fall off of it. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I kind of fell halfway off. I'm, like, kind of standing on the side. I'm like, there's no way back up. I was like, oh, God damn it. No. So I had to redo that. That was, like, how I spent Destiny last night. I was like, wasting time doing that. But, I mean, you kind of have to level up a little bit. Like, there's no way, in my opinion, that you could just go from story level to story level and just be fine. Especially by yourself. I don't know.
No, because, like, I killed everybody in, like, the... I guess it was, like, the second mission, and I was not level 4 to go on to the third one. So I, like, went in. Like, at that point, the free reign had opened up, so I went in there and played some of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. The what opened up?
The patrol stuff, the free area.
Yeah. I thought you found something else I hadn't found yet. Have you guys played the multiplayer yet?
I haven't played it since the beta.
Played it in the beta.
Yeah, I did not like it in the beta.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I just feel like it's way... Like, it doesn't make sense. It's like, dude, there's a guy there that's level 20, then he's got a level 20 gun. What the fuck am I doing trying to fuck with this guy when I got a level 4 gun? You know what I mean?
Right.
It's not like Call of Duty where, like, if the guy is, like, way leveled up, like, his gun is not necessarily better than yours.
Yeah, like, you can actually have better equipment. Like, evidently they...
Sure, it doesn't scale, though.
They say they scale it, but, like, if you're leveled up, you have, you know, your different specials and...
Sure.
Yeah.
You have the advantage,
absolutely. Yeah. But I feel that if it's scaled, at least it's kind of... It's just like Diablo 3, where it scales your weapon, but that doesn't mean you have, like, the awesome weapons that the other person might have, so...
Sure.
Well, just, like, little things. Like, when I first started playing it, I didn't have the grenade that would explode into little bits or whatever, you know? Like, I don't know. I just feel like it's just it's weird like that. Like, I don't like it. I don't trust it. And I don't know. I just, it didn't feel as fun as Halo, I'll tell you that. I mean, once I did switch to my shotgun, though, I was fucking people up a little bit, but I think part of it is, too, I'm not good at, like, competitive online or whatever, so.
Yeah.
I don't know, I guess
it's, that was kind of the appeal to Destiny.
It's there for people that, I mean, I'm sure there are people that, like, will really get into it. I don't see me getting into it. I see myself playing through this game, and I'll play with you guys a little bit, but, like, once it's, like, done, once I've, like, kind of beaten everything, I think I might actually sell it. It might be the first game I sell this year, because I'm just, like, I don't see me coming back to it 6 months from now.
Even, like, with the expansions and stuff? Like to...
No, I don't do that shit, usually. Like, I'm going to do it for Mario Kart for sure, but, I, you know, not usually. There's going to be something new. Huh?
Nothing. I like
Mario Kart, baby.
Yeah, I hear you.
Y'all pre-purchase your Mario Kart content?
No, I didn't get my Mercedes-Benz yet. Sorry.
You get that for free. You get that number. Yeah.
So, Amanda, what are your thoughts on this so far?
I agree with all the things you said that are not good about it. Not that I haven't played as much, I think, because I didn't play the beta, and I'm only level 5, but I played with one of my friends, and I really enjoyed that. It was great.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun if you play with other people.
Yeah, if you're playing with other people alone, I think it would be a bit of a grind. But yeah, with others. Plus, I usually don't play first-person shooters on console. I am mostly a PC gamer, so that's also an experience. I don't have the mouse to guide me, to aid me. So, but yeah, no, I'm enjoying it so far. And, you know, I think it's a great first game for my PS4.
Yeah, it's a pretty title, so...
Yeah, and honestly, I knew nothing about it before I bought it. I didn't play the beta. I didn't watch anything on it. I was pretty much in the dark, and I bought it. And yeah, I'm really pleased with it. My character looks pretty. That's important for me. I made a sassy alien lady. So
me too. And Awoken.
I didn't see Awoken too.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys see my Awoken biatch?
Yeah, they're pretty sassy. So yeah,
yeah,
I made one of those.
I think they give you all these options to kind of customize your character, and then they throw a helmet on you.
Like, yeah, that part kind of sucks. Well, not when you're in the city, though.
Yeah,
so.
when you're in the tower, it's there, but...
Yeah. They take it off when you actually see your character, which is cool, like, I guess. I don't know.
Right, yeah. But it's like... So the only time anybody gets to see, like, my, like, really bright red pigtailed hunter...
tower.
It's like, yeah, when you're in a tower. It's like, yeah.
What classes did you take?
My main is going to be a hunter.
Hunter?
Yeah. Mine is, well, just because it sounded a little different.
Dude,
than
I'm
my
not
usual
style. Warlock yet. That's crazy.
Oh, I see. I'm a warlock.
Oh.
I would normally go the magic person, but I was like, well, you're always either the magic person or the barbarian or whatever. Like, let's try... This is something a little different.
See, and I did the same thing, but the opposite, because I'm always a hunter. I always go for whatever the sassy ranged type character is. And, I mean, I guess they're all ranged, but I always go for, like, a hunter or that sort of class. And this time I decided to go warlock, but apparently it doesn't make much of a difference. It's just your abilities that you...
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, I've already slipped into playing how I would normally just play, like... I was trying to be sneaky and use the sniper rifle all the time and this and that, but it doesn't seem like it makes a whole lot of difference. I don't know.
No, probably not. So, but yeah, no, I think if you're playing with a friend, like, it doesn't matter about all its shortcomings. It's quite enjoyable. So,
well, maybe if Fozzie and Chris would ever play with me.
Well,
I haven't played with anybody yet, just because I haven't played a whole lot. I'm way behind you guys, like. I'm still
That's fine.
And...
Well, maybe it's not. Apparently, it's more fun if you level up together. Did you guys all get it on Xbox One, or did anyone get it on PS4?
Yeah, I think we all got it on Xbox One.
Ah, oh, you guys. Well, I'm not playing with you then.
I might get on PS4 a little bit later.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
There's more.
I'm glad I didn't get for both ones. I need to gauge this game. I haven't given it. I need to get to at least level 20. Oh, and from what I've seen, it shouldn't take too long. So, I need to see what the end game shit is first.
Is level 20 the cap?
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit. Okay.
Like evidently there's other leveling mechanics outside of just the like base level, because there's like Vanguard ranks and Crucible ranks, and there's like a bunch of other factions you can join and gain ranks in there, but your character maxes out at 20. Although there are, I guess there's something
you can go past level 20 though.
Yeah,
like,
you need certain items or something that allow you to push past it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's pretty unique. But I don't know. I'm not sold on the game either way, so it's not like I'm not like in the Hefe camp where I've already given up on this game.
No, I haven't at all. I'm gonna get my monies out of it, and come October I'll be more than ready to fucking play some fucking Alien and Sunset Overdrive, and oh, I can't wait for Halo. But and probably more Diablo. I think Diablo is going to stretch out for
a while. Yeah,
Diablo is really good.
It's like everyone that lives here is all about it and shit. So, and it's awesome. And that adventure mode is pretty sweet.
I never would picture you as a Diablo guy.
Are you kidding me, dude? Have you ever heard me go on and on about Baldur's Gate at least like 4 or 5 times a year?
Like he means Baldur's Gate as in like the PlayStation 2 ones,
like Dark Alliance.
Yeah, Dark Alliance, not Baldur's Gate, like
Baldur's Gate.
I don't know what you guys mean when you say the PC. Well, I know it's different.
So you play Dragon Age Origins, right? Did you?
Yeah,
play
it's
any
like
of that?
Kind of more like yeah. I tried it out and I was like,
isometric kind of like turn based. Well, it's just real time, but you can slow it down and tell each of your characters how you want to attack, and deep story based game. Like
I'm just saying, I don't know how Fozzie's surprised. Like, how many times have I bitched that there needs to be more dungeon crawlers on fucking
on the consoles?
Dude, I constant that and Conquer 2 were like two constants. It's all here.
So now, I would know, sir.
Point being, though, I don't know, where were we going with this?
I don't know.
I was judging you accordingly. I don't know. I didn't think you had the patience for it, but I guess you do, so squeeze me.
It's constantly, like, feeding the loot center of my brain, where it's just like, ah, like, I swear to God, I almost come when I open it up the fucking screen, and it's like, 500 level damage, and you're like, oh my God, it's so much better than the weapon I had 10 minutes ago. Like, so fucking awesome. Like, you're constantly like, 1 minute the thing you have is amazing, and 10 minutes later you're like, yeah, it's garbage now. Junk.
Dude, literally, I had a sword that was doing 1,000 damage a second. I was so excited for it. And then, like, no joke, 5 minutes later, I found one for 1,800. I was like, this is insane. How does this happen?
Oh, man, I'm not even on that level yet.
Double my damage.
I finally graduated. Like, I had a 300-something damage, like, two-handed weapon, and I fucking found, like, because I want one-handed, I found, like, a one-handed mace that does, like, 500-plus damage. I was like, fucking, dude, it was like Christmas.
Yeah.
But you tell me I'm going to be seeing, like, oh, man, I can't wait.
Maybe one day you'll become a real man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how do you play hardcore? I was trying to look for that in the menus
When you create your character, you have to... Yeah. Like, there's a...
There's an option.
Yeah, you have to either press Y or something, and it'll... Yeah, you have to create a whole new character. You can't just, like, take your character that you've already created and go hardcore... Need to start
I honestly don't think I'd want to do that anyways. Like, here's a character you put, like, 30 like, hours into. Let's just kill him somehow.
Just try it once, and when you feel that first adrenaline rush of right when you're about to die, there's nothing like it in a game. I swear to God. You will be hooked if you try that. I promise you that.
Fozzie, like, from I was listening to a, I think it was the Giant Bombcast, and evidently they were talking about, like, if they were watching somebody play hardcore on the consoles, and whereas there was like that 10-second kind of wait time on the PC, you can just like exit to the menu in a.
You can in the console?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So
wait, say again.
Yeah. I might get back into hardcore.
So one of the things Fozzie didn't enjoy about the way they handled hardcore on the PC was they really kind of penalized you for not being prepared.
Like Hefe, here's the thing is that if you were to get disconnected from your internet and it had no reason was it your fault, but for some reason you were disconnected, your character would be stuck in that game for 10 seconds without you being able to do anything. Now, the thing is that once you get into, like, Inferno mode, I guess there's not Inferno mode anymore, but, like, let's say you're playing the Torment difficulties, and a lot of your health regeneration comes from, like, killing stuff and things like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just imagine being stuck in a game for 10 seconds, not being able to do anything, not being able to run away or defend yourself.
And you permanently lose your character.
Yeah, and spending like hundreds of hours like and just to lose into that shit. Fuck off.
So what have they done?
They've done so that you just automatically leave.
Yeah, you can just back out to the main menu in the console versions. Supposedly. I haven't tried it myself, but that's what the Giant Bomb guys were saying.
So wait, are you saying if you die, you can back out and then?
No. Like you're fucked. I can't get out of it. Like you can get into a boss fight and you can like realize like I just can't beat this guy. Like I don't.
Okay.
I will die. So.
Like
before, you'd be able to like open up a town portal or whatever and get out, but the town portals are now like they're tied to. You don't have a town portal, you just cast a spell to do it. And they don't activate in, like, boss levels. So you're stuck in, like, that boss fight if when you're playing on hardcore. And you could be, like, royally fucked.
And that's the thing, yeah, like, if you're in a boss fight, and let's say this boss is just kicking your ass way too overpowered, you cannot leave that boss fight for any reason. You have to just take it. And if he's too overpowered and you die, you're dead. There's no way to exit out.
So you're saying you want it to be less hardcore?
I want to say
hardcore,
but not
as hardcore.
The cool thing about Diablo 2 is that like if I was to face Diablo, and he's just way too overpowered for me, I can get into a town portal and I can go back to town and say, "All right, I need to go and level up some more before I fight him." There's a difference between like hardcore and just like. Just stupidity as far as, like...
There should be some little safety nets considering it.
Yeah, exactly.
Lose your whole character off of something stupid.
Yeah, like, at what point do I want to spend 40 hours and then just hope that I'm strong enough for this boss? I mean, a lot of people will tell you that that's just... that's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Like when Diablo came out, it was such... It's not even the same game. It really isn't. Because I actually like Diablo 2, like, now. It's awesome. But the Diablo 3 I grew up with, so the stories I can tell you.
Well, I've only played the console version. The only thing, like, I definitely think this is, like, a great version of it. The only thing I thought was better in the original release was, like, the difficulty seemed better. I don't know. Like, well, this is way easy, dude.
They've added... way more difficulties though. Like when you played last year, they only had like the four difficulties.
There's like a billion in there. Now everything about this is better. Honestly, it's just
the console version. Just it's more population friendly. I feel like, for example, if I want to play on hard or master, I can do that and get like three times the EXP, and I can get to level 60 in like 5 or 6 hours, which was just. Not possible at all in any other game or any other Diablo, you know? It's just, I think that's a good thing though, you know? They just made it as friendly as you can be with other players as far as if you're not the same level as another character, one of the two of them will bump up in level to be able to at least fight the monsters. It's smart, I think.
Yeah. See, we started talking about Destiny, and then we just started segueing right back into Diablo, the game that matters.
Anything else we can talk about game-wise? He didn't.
Yeah.
He did a year person. He played indie games and PC stuff.
I have been, well, I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy XIV lately.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's, I love it so much.
Right now, I'm waiting.
This is the first MMO that I've ever reached level cap in.
Oh.
Wow, so you played a lot of Final Fantasy XIV.
Yeah, yeah. But what's great is that even once you've hit level 50, you can go back and hit level 50 again, but with a different job class. It's so good. And your character's really cute, and you get a chocobo, and yes, it's fantastic.
I have a chocobo in 14. No big deal.
I want to play with you guys, but your server is full currently, so I have not been able to create a character on your server.
You just need to wait until like the wee hours of the night, and then you can create a character on our server.
No, dude, you should join my server. Their server sucks.
What? Why aren't you on our server, Fozzie?
No one wants to be on that server.
It's an awesome server.
Everyone's on that server, but my one friend who convinced me to join Final Fantasy XIV is on a different one.
Your friend should also get on our server.
He's like, you should convince all of them. I'm like, there's literally like 15 people on that server.
There's
I don't
a
think
lot.
15 are going to migrate fucking over just for us too.
Yeah, no, that's not gonna happen. No, you should join our server. Just make an alt on our server because we play a lot, and so you ever need people to play with, we're here for you. We could run dungeons. Oh. I love it. It's scratching my MMO itch, so.
I'm just not MMO-er. I can't do it.
Can't do it, eh? You know that's...
Destiny is, like, not even close to an MMO. This might be too much MMO for me.
So what about MMOs do you not...
I don't know? Like... First off, I hate the pay-to-play system. Like, I hate feeling...
Okay.
It's like a gym membership. You just feel guilty.
I hear you.
Fuck, I didn't play today. There goes, you know, I'm spending money on it, you know? It's just,
no,
yeah,
that
on games, but yeah.
No, okay. That makes sense. So, yeah, I hear you.
That and, like, the dailies and just the quests in general are just, hey, pick up 5 corns for me. Something.
Yeah. I think with Final Fantasy, the big thing is right now is it's getting to a point where people are burning out because it's been out for a year, and it's getting to a point where people have done everything, and yes. So they have to update soon. See, I started quite late, so I still have fun and new exciting things to do, but I think we're going to see that a lot of people are going to start getting sick of it if they do not update it soon. But speaking of Final Fantasy XIV... This summer I went to Japan, and I actually went to the Final Fantasy XIV-themed cafe in Tokyo.
Really?
Yes. Yes, I posted a bunch of pictures on Twitter. It opened up, I think, 4 days before I arrived in Japan, so it was really great timing. When I went there, there were hundreds of people, maybe not hundreds, maybe like 100 or 150 people lined up to get into this cafe. But what's interesting is it doesn't matter when you line up, you still might not get in. So what happens is between about 9 and 9:30, people line up, and then they corral you into this room. And once you're in the room, they walk around, and they ask you how many people are in your party, and you say. And then for each party of people, they put a number and a hat, or a box, I guess, not a hat. But, you know, they put a number and a hat until they have everybody in the room has a number in, and then they walk back around again, and they have each party pick out a number. So there are only, let's see,
that
there.
Doesn't make any sense at all.
No, well, the reason why is because there's so many people who want to get in.
Why wouldn't the first in line though get for why wouldn't anyone just come at like 9 p.m. saying, "Hey, I'm here"?
No, Japan doesn't work like that. Everybody has an equal chance to get in. So you can line up at 9 all you want, but you won't necessarily get in. However, you do get to pick, I guess the benefit of getting there early is that you get to pick out of the hat first. So you have more opportunity to succeed, but you also have more opportunity to fail. So it kind of goes both ways. There's only about room for 60 parties. Now, that's give or take, you know, a few. But if you have a number over 60, you're not going to get in. I ended up drawing number 23, so I did get in. Didn't get into my first time slot that I would have requested. So that's the other thing, too, is then after that you go to the front and they ask you which time would be best for you. And then you tell them. So we got the second time slot because that was the next second best choice. All the food there and all the drinks are Final Fantasy 14 themed. So, for example, I had a summoner drink. It was alcoholic and fantastic. And then, you know, then I also got a black mage drink. And all the drinks kind of have, like, so the black mage drink was this really dark purple one. And you had a little extra vial on the side of dark purple liquid that you poured into your drink. And it was cool. It was really gimmicky. And like the whole place was covered in Moogles and weapons. It was really, and they had computers there set up so you could go there and play Final Fantasy XIV while in the Final Fantasy XIV cafe.
Kicking off Destiny right now, so.
Yeah, it was neat. We got, you know, all the food that was themed as well. Like we got a Meteora dish or Meteor Storm or Meteor Strike. Can't remember what the weapon or. I think it's the Limit Break, actually, Meteor Shower. It was like a cream puff, and then they had debris all around it, and the debris was made out of chocolate. It was really cool. I've never done anything like that because Japan loves its themed cafes. So, for example, we were right next to, what are they called? Otome Video Game Cafe. Those are the dating simulator video games. This one was themed strictly around that, and there were just lineup of just cute women to go in there. So
wait, this sounds relevant to my interests.
You heard cute women.
I'm sorry, I just got back. What happened?
Oh no, I'm talking about themed cafes in Japan. So I went to Final Fantasy 14 themed one, and there's other themed cafes. We didn't have time, but I wanted to go to a themed cafe that was women dressed up like men cafe. It was, but like they were like dashing men, and actually this cafe is aimed at women,
huh?
Because the idea behind it is that a woman knows better like what a woman wants and can provide a more like sensitive side, but yet they still look like a man. It's really weird. So I had to check it out, but I didn't get a chance to. But yeah, pretty into Final Fantasy 14. I actually play on two servers. I play on an American server, and then I also play on a UK server, so I can play with my UK friends.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, so I'm all over the place. I love it.
I played a little bit of another game you have played a lot of. Warframe.
Warframe! Ah, man, I don't play it as much as I used to.
Yeah, well, you and Ryan played a ton of it.
Oh, yeah, we did.
It just came out on Xbox One.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, and I put 215 hours into it.
it looks like... I played it when the PS4 first came out.
Okay.
Played that version for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And it seemed pretty cool. They changed a lot, at least for the intro.
It's really different now.
Like, it's way more detailed. Like, I understand more what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty cool game. And it's there's more depth to it than Destiny, so.
But they keep working on it. So, like, when Ryan and I were playing it, it was different, and I think now I'm really happy for them that they're sort of making this game that's a bit more accessible. I think what happened when people would play it is they didn't know what to do.
Yeah. It really just threw you into it.
Yeah, and I was lucky because I had Ryan who would tell me what to do. And so, like, he knows that game inside out. He knows the lore. So it really helped to play with someone like Ryan. I think if he wasn't there, I wouldn't have, you know, appreciated it as much. So, but yeah, it's great. And but yeah, I haven't played in a while, so I don't have any of the new frames or anything like that. But
I might continue to like bounce in and out of it on the Xbox One. Just like,
well, it's,
you know,
free to play.
Yeah, it's free, so it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, anymore. You told me the other day. You're like, yeah, play Warframe. I was like, whatever, Destiny in a day or whatever.
Yeah, or actually,
it's when I was trying to play Destiny, like play Warframe.
It's kind of funny in the way that it's structured because it kind of has this a very similar approach as Destiny, where it's like, you know, it takes place in the solar system and you're going to there's individual missions on planets and you're going there and kind of working along. It's like very interesting in the way, like, I mean, obviously different structure. It's a third person, kind of more action oriented, not just a shooter.
Yeah, because there's jumping on things and like you're kind of a ninja. You're like a space ninja.
Yes, you're a space ninja as opposed to like basically the Halo dude or girl. That's what Destiny is, right? Like they've created more Spartans, like. but yeah, it's like similar to, oh god, sorry, I was playing Destiny and this giant fucking knight just came out of nowhere and attacked me.
Oh my god, I wonder if it's the same spot. I got killed by one of those many times because I just kept respawning right in front of it and it would just kill me again.
I'm on, like, I think it's mission 5 of Earth.
Okay, so yes, like that sounds...
Where you're fighting, you're, like, trying to... I don't know, it's like everything, where you, like, hold off for waves and waves of people.
Yeah, that one is a tough one, dude.
Yeah, they changed it since the beta. I was not expecting what happened there.
Wait, you just under X5 or 4? Alright, sorry. That was not to anyone here.
Yeah, it was to your girlfriend, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I played some Warframe. It's cool.
I'm really happy.
I'm gonna keep playing like in and out. Like, I mean, it being free is really kind of nice. I don't have to, if I don't want to, I don't feel like I'm obligated to put any time into it, but it's there. Right. Especially like, if things like start running down and
yeah, it's really nice. You don't feel pressured to play it because you don't have to pay for it.
Yeah,
and it's a pretty game. I think it's pretty. I don't know. I really like the way that the Tenno look. I just I was really obsessed with it for a while. And also the devs, they always put on these live streams and they're just really cool. I like watching them. It was a really cool community.
I tried playing that game for like 30 minutes. Could not get into it for some reason.
Really?
Well, when did you try? Like, how long ago was this?
Try with me. I'll guide you. I'll guide you inside.
Here you go. What? You haven't even played it, have you?
No, but... Fozzie, let's do a shot.
I just put in Diablo. Hold on.
I don't know. Let's talk some news. Fozzie, you have some Smash Brothers news, right?
Oh, yeah. So, I guess the word out there is that, well, first off, Smash Bros. Has been, like, Nintendo's worst-kept secret ever, I think. just as far as, like, if they're trying to keep anything secret, because I'm pretty sure all that got pretty much exposed, and yeah, everything was pretty much confirmed as far as what... Because they didn't give us a yes or no definitively, but now I guess they put out the roster, and everything was pretty much exactly as it was with the leaks. So, you guys seem pretty excited about any of the new ones, or?
I'm trying to remember which were the old ones. Let's see.
See, like, I don't know what's new that just got revealed. Like, that's the dog from Duck Hunt. Is that no? Chris said that you said that was already out there.
That I think that was revealed last week.
Okay, well, I like that. I mean, that's like dude, that's like a reference that only people our age would get. I think I don't know. Same thing with Rob the Robot, although he was in the last one.
Rob's kind of cool.
Yeah, I played with him a little bit. It's weird for me, anyways, like, because I'm not, like, super into Smash Brothers, but I'm kind of getting a little excited for it because I know, like, a bunch of us will get it, and it's a game for, like, people, I guess, that, like, at least, I don't think any of you are into fighting games, right?
Not really.
Like, I'm sure there's people that are, like, pro players at it and shit, but it's kind of caters more towards people like me that don't want to learn combos and shit. Like, let's just have fun for a couple minutes, beat each other up, you know? And it has all the Nintendo characters, and it's on Wii U, so I'm going to be buying it. But
yeah, you will.
I need things to play.
Yeah, that system's looking pretty barren. It had a nice little spike with the Mario Kart scene for a bit, and now it's right back where it belongs.
But it's such a good system. It just really, really sucks that there's not more on it.
Why must people always defend the Wii U? Stop defending
Zelda. It's an awesome system.
It's a really awesome system.
It is, except it only has first-party games. And
I know, that's a problem.
It is.
I wish it had more, but it's awesome. So,
is it a good system? Because it might be good hardware, but is it a good system? I believe...
No, I think there's little gems on there. I think the... The thing that sucks, I was reading something the other day, and like Chris, you've said this before too. It's like the only game that's ever used the gamepad in a really smart way was Zombie U.
Yeah,
and it's like there is a lot of potential there.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly, and that's the thing, and I think that's the exact reason why people still say that they still clamor onto Nintendo. It's like the potential's there, man. The innovation's there. They're look at all the innovation. But it's not getting put to use.
things that are like super obvious to me, like strong way to use a gamepad is a Pokemon Snap game. Like, why aren't they doing that?
This is a $10 million idea. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Aren't they doing it? Well, these are questions that should upset.
It's a no-brainer. Absolutely. That way, you know?
They have the license, as far as I know. They have software for it. It's not a full-fledged Pokemon game, so the DS or the 3DS games aren't in any way harmed, and they need some positive news of a game that's not featuring Mario, and Pokemon Snap is perfect. There's so much nostalgia to that. Sometimes that was a lot of people's first games as playing Pokemon was Pokemon Snap. It was great. Got to see all the Pokemon in their natural habitats. It was awesome.
I didn't get to play it until a couple years ago, and I've never played a Pokemon game besides it, and I thought it was great. And, like, if they said it, and they announced one for Wii U, I'd be super excited for it, because I can imagine all the things they could do with the gamepad. Like, look around your room, it'll pop up, like, something will pop up from behind your bed, and you have to, like, take a picture of it, like, shit like that. Like, what the fuck are they doing, man?
Exactly. What are they doing? and that's the problem. It's like, you know, I mean, I don't know. Everyone thinks that Nintendo's this invincible, like, powerhouse. Maybe it's secure for the next 10, 15 years, but how much longer? This generation is eventually going to die out. There's going to be this newer generation that didn't have this love for Nintendo, you know? You have to start thinking about that generation. There's only so much that you can pass on to.
I wouldn't write them off just yet. I just think... they've made a lot of mistakes when it comes to hardware over the last...
I'm saying that, like... fucking... I don't know. Like, they need to get on their... They can't just be a first-party console for the rest of their existence. It's not. It's not feasible. They need to eventually start getting third-party people excited. Like, everyone's given up on them.
They've been a first party system since at least the GameCube, arguably since the 64. Actually, probably since the 64.
Not the 64.
Because they went cartridge based. Well, they had more support then.
64
but...
had Rare and like that. They had
company. Well, that was. That, dude, they owned Rare at that point, and I wish they still did, goddammit. Because yeah. What the fuck did Microsoft do to Rear? They just, like, gutted them and turned them into a fucking...
Kinect games. Your favorite.
Alright, I always hear this argument. There's no water to it, though. Because Microsoft allowed Rare to make games when they came over, when they bought them.
They allowed them to make Cameo, and then they rushed out Perfect Dark. Like, they rushed out two launch games from them. Like,
but they weren't rushed, said, right, though.
You don't think that those games were rushed?
I think they were bad. I don't think they were rushed.
I don't know. I mean, there's got to be. If I were them, I would say it's rushed. I'd be like, that'd be nice. Oh, they had to be at launch.
And then they, like, Microsoft really got behind them when they were like, let's do Viva Pinatics. Like, people forget
that game's great.
Yep, yeah, but, like, nobody bought it.
Well, maybe they could have, they did try to market the fuck out of it.
They had the cartoon with it. They marketed the fuck out of that thing, and nobody bought it. And then, like, what do you do? Like, you don't,
Weird.
The games that they are, that they were most popular for, like, Donkey Kong Country, you don't own Donkey Kong, so you can't do that. Like, and at that point, 2D platformers weren't really, back in
they
are now. And a 3D platformer, like, they did Conquer on the Xbox, and it didn't do particularly well. So they're looking at, like, sales data going, all right, what the fuck do we do with you guys? And then they put them on Avatars.
Yeah.
And then they had them do Kinect games, but then they did Banjo, Nuts and Bolts, which was you really liked, Jeff. I mean, it wasn't the Banjo game you wanted, but you liked it.
It had its. I don't know. I'd have to revisit it. It's been so long. I remember at the time, like, it growing on me as I played it. I was like, all right, I have to give up the fact that this isn't a platformer, but it's got that platformer charm, I don't know.
Right. But, like, another game, another bomb there. And then they, put them on Kinect games, which their Kinect games are actually really good Kinect games.
The thing that gets me about Viva Pinata is I was thinking about it when you were saying it. I was like, maybe the game was, like, too complex for kids or whatever. But then I think I was just thinking there's kids that, like, fucking spend hundreds of hours in Minecraft building fucking shit. Like, so I don't know, like... I don't get the Viva Pinata thing. To me, that's a great game. I'd love to see a third one.
Yeah,
game is awesome.
I don't get why no one digs that shit.
I mean, looking back, like, Rare was fantastic, but that's I don't know if Rare staying with Nintendo if it would have made much of a difference.
I bet you would have, man, because you had that quality control. Miyamoto comes in and goes, "Nah, not good enough."
For the games, like, for Donkey Kong Country, but, like, the other stuff, like, do you think Miyamoto was coming and going, Perfect Dark, yes, good, like...
Oh, well, Perfect
Dark, didn't give a shit, like...
Yeah.
And GoldenEye was a licensed game, so...
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, and I saw something the other day, someone saying that we want Rare, like, I think it was, like, a Microsoft exec or something... saying we want Rare to make a Rare game, like what we would think of as a Rare game, So maybe it's still out there, but
they've teased your buddy Conker. Like, I mean, it was kind of a big middle finger to
everyone's
you guys,
buddy.
But
everyone's
yeah,
buddy.
It was just.
But I mean, like, they own that property. They own Banjo. Like, they could do something like that.
Both of those for real, dude. I don't know why they don't. Like, fucking Sony keeps doubling down on shit like Little Big Planet. I don't think Little Big Planet is as good as any of those fucking games. They still do it.
Yeah, I don't know why Sony doubles down on certain things, though.
Well, that's the thing. Is like, I kind of appreciate them for doing that. It's like, we got a new Sly Cooper game last year that they probably knew it wasn't going to sell. But they're like, fuck it, let's make this. Like, it's not that expensive. It's not like a Call of Duty. Let's make it, and people that'll like it.
And yes, and I'm with you. I appreciate that, but like then you look at like how bad Sony's like financials are. Oh, like in that time period, it's like, why are you spending money on stuff that isn't gonna sell? Why are you spending money on The Last Guardian for the last decade? Like, it's really weird.
I don't know. I think if you have enough niche titles like that, though, you kind of could attract a big audience for your hardware in a way. Like, you know, some people are going to buy it for Sly Cooper, or some people will buy it for Little Big Planet, or whatever.
I guess it depends on how much those games cost.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people are buying PlayStation 4s. There's no doubt about that.
But, so they, you know, maybe some of their investments paid off. I'm not saying Sly Cooper.
I don't know if it was
PS4's success.
I don't know if it had anything to do with their investments. I think it had to do with Microsoft really bombed when they came out, and
yeah,
people did not like their vision, and there was a lot of hate towards what Microsoft was doing.
Think of there was a lot of that fucking E3, man. Like, I was still working at GameStop at that point. Where, you'd have people come in, and, there were people coming in not sure what to pre-order, and there was just everyone talking shit about fucking Xbox in the store, and people would be like, all right, well, fuck, oh, I can't play these games? Fuck that, you know? I'm pre-ordering PS4. Like, I think I had a lot to do with it.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, there's a lot of people right now, you check message boards. We've kind of said it too, is both boxes are suffering from lack of software, but
They also both have serious technical problems. In my experience with both systems, I have had a ton of fucking issues. More with the Xbox One, but that's because I play it more. I've played very little of PS4, and I've run into huge problems with it. So
do you think some of that is just that these boxes have gotten too complex? Like, it's not like the Nintendo Entertainment System or the SNES or the Genesis or even the N64, where it was just pop the disc in, pop the cartridge
power,
and play.
The game's gonna run, you know. There's no reason where I should pop in a game and dude, I was getting all sorts of. I had an issue with Destiny today. I got off work today. I turned on Destiny. I started playing it. Zero sound. I was like, okay, what the fuck is did my TV on mute? No. If I got a notification and made a sound on my Xbox, it's just no sound from Destiny. Turn the system off, turn it back on, start playing Destiny again, there's sound. I'm like, that would have never happened on the other systems, you know what I mean?
It's also,
everything
was just crazy. Some of the other shit you have to do, so I bought, the Astro A50 headsets, which I can use on everything. But to, get it to work on the Xbox One, you have to basically jump through a flaming hoop.
Ooh.
You have to upgrade the firmware on your controller. You have to plug in the adapter. You have to then sync it to the Xbox One. You then have to go into the settings and change out the different bit streams. You got to shut off HDMI audio, turn on optical audio, turn off DTS surround, put on
Jesus
Dolby
Christ.
Digital, just to get a fucking headset to work.
I would have got so frustrated. You would have seen me on Twitter bitching about that for fucking days.
And it's not that much easier on the PlayStation. You still have to go in and change those settings. This shit should just be plug and play. I plug it in the back.
That's the thing. Old technology was plug and play. It was built to do one thing, and that was it. And then this shit's you're right. It's so complex that there's all sorts of things going wrong. I had an issue with my PS4 one night. I was sitting there playing Last of Us, all of a sudden it shoots the disc out on me. I was like, what the fuck? I go to put it back in, it would not accept the disc. I was trying to put something else in, it wouldn't accept it. I had to first of all, back in the day you wouldn't have Google, but I had to go on Google, find other people that had the same problem, and somehow I found out how to go into debug mode on the system and do some weird reset thing, and then all of a sudden it would accept discs again. I was like, this is not, I'm paying fucking $400 or $500 for this shit. Are you serious? I have to go in there and tinker with it all the fucking time to make it work?
And you're, as an adult, you're able to do that. Just imagine, you bought your, 15-year-old kid this. He's hitting it with a hammer.
Oh, I know. I wouldn't blame him. I wouldn't blame him.
Because that's how I fix things as a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
I beat it with a hammer.
Exactly. I don't know. There's been so many times where I got a new game with these systems, and I had to, go through all these things to, fix the system before I fucking play it. I was like, dude, did I just buy two bad versions of two systems, or do these systems have serious problems? Like, I mean, have you guys ever run into problems I have? Like, I've run into all sorts of shit. Like, I'll be playing a game, and on Xbox One, it'll kick me out to the dashboard.
Like, I have gotten that. Why? Like, the game crashed, yes. I've had games crash on both systems. Where shit just, like, stops working.
I had it kick me out to the dashboard for no reason. I'm like, why is the game kicking me out to the dashboard? I'm playing it. What the fuck? You know, I don't know, dude.
And, it, like, the game was still operating. Like, in the, like, you could reselect it and it take you right back into the game. That's weird.
No, I've had it more often I go to start up a game. Like, so I go to play Destiny or whatever, and I'll, like, it'll show the loading screen, and then it'll just kick you back out to the dashboard. I'm like, why is it doing that? Like, then you go back in, and then, like, it'll actually load. Why did it do that? Like,
that is something nice about, you know, the Wii U. You know, you press
it's
the...
It's still a dedicated game console, yeah.
You put the disc in, you press the button for the disc, and it starts working.
That's what I said, is that the Wii U at this point is kind of the most gaming console, you know, that there is right now on the market.
It's stable hardware.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like but at the same time, like, what Chris was kind of saying is kind of right, is that what if the Wii U was able to do all the things that the Xbox One, the PS4 can do? Then would it still run like that? I don't know. Because there's a lot of shit. Like, a lot of stuff you can do.
Well, I think that was one of the big, you know, that was one of the big complaints coming out of E3 last year. Was, you know, Microsoft was trying to position their box as being able to do everything. And you have the PlayStation was just like, we do games. That's what we do. We just do games. And, like, really, like, that's not true. You do a lot of the same stuff that the Xbox does, but you were selling it as just this kind of games console, and it makes playing games on it can be, you sometimes have to jump through hoops on these things.
Yeah.
Which is a pain in the ass.
I honestly feel like some of it is really hardware issues or something, like, or maybe it's something that they can fix, but
yeah, I mean,
I don't know if I have to buy an Xbox One in 2 years that actually works. Like, here's the new slim model that works. That doesn't get the red ring of death or whatever, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
Please God, don't let that happen.
The thing is that it's kind of like an arms race, you know, it's like, okay, what, you know, would you buy a better? Would you buy a Xbox that ran smoother at launch? Or I'm just saying that, like, at launch, if you had a choice between the two, but, like, didn't have as great graphics, or, like, something else was hindered by it. Because that's the thing, is that to the common person, you know, it's all about graphics, or it's all about, like, they don't care if the console isn't working properly. It's just like
work.
Well, it's like with phones, you know, instead of trying to increase the battery life and keeping the phones at the same size, they're looking at, like, sleeker phones, sexier phones. It's all about sex and fucking...
I kind of get what you're saying, like...
You know?
Yeah, saying, like, push what it could do without making sure...
Push what it can do and don't try and perfect it.
Yeah,
whereas,
yeah.
Like, Wii U looks like an inferior console, but they kind of adopted the mentality where, like, alright, we're just going to, like, put out a really good console... And you're right. It's probably the one console I've never had an issue with, no matter what. But, again, it doesn't look good to the third-party people. You can't run it, and people won't be excited for it, or something, you know? It's just...
And, like, another thing I'll say about the Wii U is, all right, when back last gen, with Wii and, like, PS3 and Xbox 360, when I played a game on Wii, I felt like I was playing the inferior version or whatever. Like, I don't feel that way about the Wii U. I know its specs are not up there with Xbox One or PS4, but it's like, the games still look fucking great on it to me. I like the way the controller feels. Like, I have no real issue. It isn't like, I can't play Wii U, or original Wii now, because I hate the controller, you know? It doesn't feel, the Wii U doesn't feel last gen to me. Like, it...
No, you're right. And now it has, like, HDMI, so, like, and that was, like, a huge joke.
Playing games is sometimes a chore back in the last gen, where it's like, yeah, I, like, want to play some other games, but, like, I would never buy a third-party game on it. Whereas on Wii U, I played Splinter Cell Blacklist on it. I thought it was great. Like, I thought it looked just as good as it probably looked on PS3. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it should, because it is better hardware. But
well, I never know for sure, but
I don't know. But you know, it's just, and that's the thing, is that it's not the NES. The NES like is so inferior compared to it now that, yeah, it's nice like back in the day, but again, it's, they're just, they're different monsters than they are like back then, you know. So much more has to go into these consoles now.
Wow.
That's just the way it is, Hefe.
Well, yep. Well, for that, I'll drink a shot.
Mm. Enjoy that.
Amanda.
Yo.
You have some questions from one of our pals. You want to read them off?
Yeah, I do. So Mr. Too Fresh, Matt, sent me like 10 questions. So I will be the question reader.
Perfect.
All right, question number one. Well, actually, it's more like a comment because he starts the comment and then moves into a question.
Oh.
So I haven't been playing any games pretty much at all this year, nor have I paid attention to any video game news. I just bought a PS4 Destiny bundle and The Last of Us Remastered. I was wondering, what other games should I buy for this current generation that I currently missed out on? Not a whole heck of a lot.
Right.
I highly recommend Wolfenstein, unless you played it on last gen.
Diablo.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Same
yeah.
thing. Even if you played on last gen, just get
Diablo.
Get Diablo. I don't know if he has Wii U, and I don't know if that counts.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what systems he has. I think PS4 might be his first current gen.
I think my favorite current gen I played is Wolfenstein, which is weird.
Now, are we going to count games like Transistor and sure. that count? Right. Yeah, like I would say play Transistor. I loved it. I wish it was longer. That's the only thing. But every moment I was playing it, I was absolutely in love with it. Child of Light was good, but if you play it on PS4, just make sure you back it up because my file became corrupted. And when I say back it up, I mean if you have PlayStation Plus, you need to back it up to cloud because mine crashed, corrupted my save file. I was able to back it up from cloud, but it's still quite far back, and so I haven't been able to touch it since. Yeah, and actually, if you just got a PS4, get PlayStation Plus. So you can get all the fantastic free games that come out every month.
Yes.
Yes. Does anybody else have anything else to add to that?
I mean, if you liked Infamous Second Son is
decent. Good call.
I thought it was okay. It's a little repetitive, but
I watched my buddy play it, so.
If you're into Infamous, it's a decent title.
Okay, perfect. Question number two. Looking back on your life, have you ever missed a big hint that someone was attracted to you? Example story, a girl inviting a guy to her apartment and the guy saying the apartment is nice and leaves.
I can't say that's ever happened. Maybe not with the mustache. Usually it was the other way around, where I'm like, hey, come up to my apartment, and she's like, no, you're creepy.
That's not missing a sign, though.
I guess, yeah, it's not missing a sign, it's avoiding the sign.
I'm trying to think of a big hint that someone... See, normally I notice, but then I ignore it. Because it's like...
I think if it, like, I might be so bad at noticing it that I've never noticed it.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's a good point, Matt.
I'm pretty hot, you know, like, I know if I'm out there, girls will be looking at me.
Your definition of hot, sir.
They've never admitted to that fact.
You're something, Jeff.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, you're something.
I kind of like the idea that we just haven't noticed yet.
Yeah.
We just haven't noticed. There's lots of people attracted to us. Look at us. We're attracted people.
It's happening all the time.
Like, they're just, like, dreamy-eyed looking at me while I'm fucking out. And I just don't notice because I'm unassuming. Like, I'm just like, oh, no, there's no way she's actually at me. She's just smiling at the dude behind me.
That did happen. That happened to me once, but...
Is there a story?
There's a story, but I don't want to tell it. not But, yeah, it did happen to me once. I'll say that much. But just once.
Well, that was disappointing.
So, Matt, it does happen, and it sucks, but you can't beat yourself over it if it does.
Just always assume that they're looking at you, and you'll be fine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Assume everybody wants you, and then you can't miss it.
Yeah.
True.
Bingo.
At least 1 in 100 times, it'll work. Don't worry about it, man. Yeah. You just got to be able to handle a lot of rejection, and nights alone crying and beer. You'll be fine.
What is it? You miss 100% of the 100% of the shots you don't take.
Exactly.
You just take every shot.
All the shots.
All right. Question number 3. Have you ever had a pet that was constantly a terror to deal with? Yes, I did. It was a West Highland Terrier named Marlowe, whom I called the West Highland Terror. And he was adorable, but he was a bit of a brat. I also had a fat beagle named Cosmo. One time he pushed a chair up to the counter and ate all the icing off the tops of cupcakes. Oh, he didn't eat cupcakes. He just ate the tops of the cupcakes.
Perfect. That's the best part anyways. This dog is going places.
And he also ate an entire bag of chocolate chips and didn't die, so...
Yeah, this dog, I need to meet this dog now. I want to meet the immortal dog.
Well, my mom, and then he was really overweight. He had a thyroid problem. He was losing all of his hair, and he had these weird ear problems, too. I think what ended up happening is we bought a little bit of an inbred beagle. He's a little special needs, but like if there was food involved, though, he was incredibly motivated. But anything else, just living, he was just the worst. So, yeah, that happened. Anybody else have any stories to add?
I had a cat that was like really loving with me, but he would like randomly attack my girlfriend. Like literally, he'd run from across the apartment, and it was like a big apartment. He'd run from like all the way back by the kitchen, and he'd like run across and like fucking just like try to murder her and then run away. And she never was like mean to him or anything. Like I don't get it, but that was pretty cool. I thought that was like every time that happened, I laughed at her.
Oh, that's pretty good. All right, are we ready for the next question?
Yes.
Question number 4. What was the last thing you had buyer's remorse over?
Destiny. I'm trying to think.
Last thing?
Last of Us, probably, because, like, I just wanted something for my PS4, but, like, I know I'm not going to play this. It's not going to happen. I don't know if that's remorse or just, like, me going, I'm an idiot.
I think if you're going, I'm an idiot because I bought this. Yes, that's buyer's remorse.
But it's not like oh, I bought this and it was bad or anything. I thought it was a great game.
No, but you're realizing that you're not going to play it. So,
oh, here,
take out his buyer's remorse.
Yeah, but like I'm thinking more like this was a mistake, and that would be Xbox One and PS4. Both of those huge buyer's remorse. I'm crying over here. No, I don't know.
Are you though?
No.
Last thing.
You know I'd be crying in the corner without him.
I can't think of the last thing, but I know a thing I did have buyer's remorse over was White Knight Chronicles. I think that's the worst game ever played.
I don't know, people really dig it.
Oh, no. I thought it was alright.
Sean really liked it.
Yeah, Sean likes terrible games. I don't know if
that's true.
Technically possible.
So, I hated White Knight Chronicles. I was so excited for it, and at the time, I wasn't making very much money, and so I was like, screw it, I'm going to buy this game, it's going to be amazing, and it was terrible. But luckily, I was working at an unnamed game store, and so I returned it. So I guess actually it's not buyer's remorse, because...
You got rid of it.
And there's no consequence.
Yeah, there really was. No, there's a few hours of my life that I will never get back.
Well,
that's true, but I don't know if we can file that under buyer's remorse.
No, perhaps not. I forgot that there was that part where I
got rid of it.
Had magical superpowers, and I could just undo my shame. So, yep. Anything else?
Oh, I can name a couple more about buyer's remorse.
Oh yeah, do it.
The letter for Wii U. I already went into detail about this really bad indie game that's $2. I think they marked it down to $1.
Yeah, it's the one that's like, you don't even do anything, right?
Yeah, it's just like three levels of walking and just go buy it and get back to me. But,
but then I'll have buyer's remorse.
The other one was 1001, what's that game? 1001 Spikes?
1001 Spikes, yeah.
Yeah, like, even from looking at videos of it, I was like, I don't know if I'd like it. It's kind of in my wheelhouse, but, like, I don't know. The game is just kind of too difficult, and there's too many other things, like, out there to play that are better than it. So, I don't know. I don't really dig that game that much. I played it for, like, 5 minutes.
Fair enough.
So there's some buyer's remorse for you.
All right.
I bought a movie ticket to go see Captain America 2.
You didn't like Captain America 2?
No. Everyone says they liked it. What movie did you see?
I haven't seen it yet. But that's how I felt about the Iron Man movies, where I was like, really? This is good.
I liked Captain America 2. I did not think it was as good as everyone was saying, but
you were selling it pretty hard, dude. I remember
it's a good movie. It is not the best Marvel movie. Like, there are people out there saying it is the best Marvel movie.
I can see me being one of those people, because you said it was more of like a thriller.
It's more of, you know, kind of a James Bondish type spy thriller than it is a superhero movie.
I really liked it.
I can see that being my cup of tea right there.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not a bad movie.
It's terrible, man.
Alright, well, Fozzie thinks it's terrible, but...
Alright.
He's entitled to say that.
I am.
Okay. Yeah. So next question. What is your biggest personal achievement that you've accomplished this year?
I wake up every morning.
Sorry, it doesn't have to be gaming related. Give some examples. Doesn't have to be gaming related. Example.
Life experiences.
Buying a house or getting a better job, etc.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't done any of those things.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be those things. It could be whatever.
Yes,
your biggest achievement of the
that.
Year.
I haven't been fired.
Going back to school, so for me,
That's pretty big.
That's pretty big. I mean, I'm changing. I'm having my first career change. Aren't we supposed to have like 5 over the course of our lives? So
it's an average of 7 nowadays or some shit.
But it's because
that's a lot if you think about it. Like, dude, we're not here that long. How many fucking jobs are you supposed to be good enough for? You know what I mean? We're like, I've been doing it long enough where it's like, this is my career. You're supposed to do that 5 times? I only live like fucking 100 years or less, dude. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I don't got time for that. I got fucking Diablo and shit to play. Like, anyways. So, biggest achievement of the year?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Monolithic school. What else? I went back to Japan for a visit. That was cool.
I got somewhat promoted, I guess. I moved to a better apartment complex.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and so I'm getting better commissions and shit, so.
I haven't killed my kids.
There you go. There you go.
That's probably the best one. That's gotta be my number one scare, is I'm just going to accidentally kill my kid, and I do not mean to whatsoever.
Like, you mean, like, run over them with your car?
You should hear the fucking stories my parents told me. Either they were terrible parents, or, like, it happens all the time. But Like, there's, like, definitely a good two or three times where I probably should be dead.
Yeah, that's just in general.
Yeah.
That's just in general.
Well, Chris, how old are your kids? Like, what's your oldest kid now?
My oldest is 11.
Okay, imagine the terror you're in for. Like, you haven't even gotten to the fun years yet when they start drinking and doing drugs and all that. Just wait.
How the hell do you know anything about this?
I was a kid.
Yes. But, okay, never mind.
Were you a little girl?
Well, you think she's going to be a little princess till she's fucking married? Like, she's going to wait till she's, like, 28 and get married and, you know? The fun parts are coming, Chris. I say this as a non-parent, but...
Not anytime soon. I know. Like, I mean, she is a. She dances like 35 hours a week, so.
She doesn't have time to get in trouble.
Exactly. There's zero time for her to do anything else. If I start to notice anything, though, Jeff, I will be sure to let you know.
So wait, how old is she again? Sorry.
I'll give you some advice.
She's 11.
Oh, man, she's going to be a teen pretty soon.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
He's
here, and he goes gray and shit. It's going to be awesome.
I have three younger sisters, and I can tell you that every time one of them becomes a teen, I never want to have children. So good luck!
Dude.
And I was a teen girl, so I can tell you.
So you know.
Teen girls are the worst.
Think of what an asshole you were as a teenager. I was a total asshole. I'm nowhere near an asshole now. I'm still an asshole. Like,
no, I mean, some of that not being an asshole, though, comes with, you know, experience in life.
Yes.
And you just gotta understand that. That's all.
And that's why you're the parent and we are not.
I'm glad you're calm about it. I'm glad you're not scared at all.
She's 11. Like, it's not going to happen tomorrow.
I would be having anxiety from the age of 2. Like, one day she's going to turn on me. She's going to hate me after I've taken care of her all this time.
Then she's going to meet someone just like me, and I know what I'm like.
Right. Well, that's the, like, worst thing.
Why is she doing this to me? Yeah. I would lose it. Like, it should still be like a toddler, and I'd be thinking that. Like, she's going to do that.
Jeff would overthink everything.
Anyways, was there a question here? Where were we with this?
our biggest life achievement this year.
Oh, I would say that is being my beautiful, lovely girlfriend who's playing Diablo right now, in my honor.
Oh man, I wonder in the room.
The other achievements, I'll tell you when she's not here.
All right.
Nicely done.
Anyone else have anything to add to that?
I haven't thought anything this year.
Nope.
All right. Oh, this one's kind of hard. What was the last book you read that changed your perspective of the world around you? Jesus, how did it alter it? I know, it gets pretty deep here.
That's like a
real talk.
For a fucking it's minute.
Like, it's like Matt's listened to the show before.
I read Calvin Hobbes and Game of Thrones. And that's it.
book that. What changed your perspective on shit?
Oh, is he saying this year or like ever?
No, ever. What was the last book?
What's the last book?
Oh.
Shit, I haven't read a book in a couple of years, so.
Let's say last book, movie, or TV show.
That we read or that actually changed our perspective on anything?
Well, that, I mean, if there was a show that, you can't read a show.
I get what you're saying. It was like, that changed our perspective or what? Like that?
Yeah, that changed your perspective on the world. Changed your perspective of the world around you. So, let's say something that changed your life.
Cosmos. Changed my
perspective. Oh, yeah, there you go. That's good.
Made me feel really, really tiny.
Cosmos is good, yeah.
Like, I watched, like, three episodes of that show. I was like, All right, I get it. I'm nothing. All right, moving on.
That's not the. I mean, that's not really the point. It is supposed to feel just the sort of the grandeur of the universe around us. I mean, we are really tiny, but I don't think it was supposed to make you feel like you're nothing.
I'm supposed to feel inspired. But, like, the thing is, it's, like, it's that the whole message of that show is just about how it's, like, you know, the all of recorded human history that represents less than a second of, you know, what we know has existed. It's, like, that's great.
No, I think, I mean, it is really great. But when you think about it, it's pretty amazing that any of us are here right now. Because not only, the possibility of you yourself existing is just so... It's impossible. It's not impossible, obviously, because we're here, but it's so tiny, 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 because all of your ancestors had to survive and successfully procreate and just all those other things that could have gone wrong to make you exist. We're actually pretty amazing when you think about it. We're thousands, millions of years of evolution. Like, it's crazy.
Millions of years in the making.
Just millions. I don't know how many years. I just threw a giant number out there. Billions and billions.
It is billions.
So, yes. Did you just watch the Neil deGrasse Tyson one, or did you watch Carl Sagan's
Cosmos? Well, I've been indoctrinated by fucking Altoid Yoda over the years. But, I mean, I watched the new one, but... I didn't watch all of them. I watched, like, probably half the season.
They're now on Netflix.
Yeah, they're on Netflix.
Well, I haven't had Netflix in a fucking while.
Oh, that's crazy. Get on that.
Because I found when I had it, I just had, like, all I did is fuck with my queue. Like, I didn't ever really watch anything.
Oh.
Just fuck with my queue.
Man, that's all I do. I've been watching Veronica Mars. It's amazing.
Yeah, I need to watch that. I saw the movie. It was pretty good.
Okay, no, you have to watch the show. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I feel like that probably would have spoiled things in some way.
I mean,
part of the show is it's full of mysteries, teen drama and mysteries. So, yeah, you should watch the show. I really like it. And
it's like Nancy Drew, but modern.
It is, but, like, tiny and angry and amazing.
Yeah, like. Not prim and
sarcastic
proper.
Sarcastic and... Yes. Yeah.
Which is why I liked her. She was sarcastic. That's why
I really like her. So, okay. Well, let's move to the next one. What is something popular that you refused to get into, but once you tried it, you were hooked? Mine would be Breaking Bad and playing Minecraft. Not mine, that's Matt. Matt speaking. Using my Matt voice.
My biggest one's probably football. When I was a kid, I wasn't into it. And the more, I think I learned it from playing Madden, and like I just kind of got into football after that.
Oh, that's cool. For me, what would it be? See, I'm not usually shitty about things like that. I'm
pretty open-minded. Like, yeah. I guess Community, I heard about a lot, but I didn't really get into it. But I'm like that with a lot of shows, where like I just won't watch it, and then I'll just watch it one day.
So you have to have someone force you to watch an episode or two, you're like, alright, I get it. Cool.
Well, no, I just, like, when you hear about it enough times, I'll be like, okay, I'll take a look.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I was with Parks and Rec. That show was really funny.
Oh, Parks and Rec is amazing.
Oh my god, speaking of which, you motherfuckers need to watch Party Down on Hulu Plus. This is amazing.
I can't get Hulu because I'm Canadian.
Chris, wasn't I one that like kind of forced you to do the Shield and the Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
You weren't already watching either of those?
No, I mean the Shield was way over by the time like you got me to watch it.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to do it, man. Burn through it in a couple of weeks.
And you got me into Breaking Bad. Like my first season was the second half of season 5. So
yeah.
I didn't get into Breaking Bad until, like, 3 seasons in, too, so... Maybe 2...
I was with them from season 3 on. Like, I binge-watched 1 and 2, and then, like I think a week or two after I finished those, season 3 started. So...
Didn't I force you into Game of Thrones, or were you into that?
I watched the first season on my own, but you kept saying, like, dude, you know nothing, Jon Snow, you need to fucking go back and, like... get further in it. And, like, my sister and my brother-in-law, they, like, got super into it. I was like, people I live with are super into it. I was like, all right, I'm going to go back and watch, like, the rest of them now, yeah. Especially, like, the shit that happened with Tyrion over the last season or so. Like, that shit I fucking loved.
Yeah.
Really God, good.
Such a really good, he did such a better. Like, I think usually, like, a book always is better, but I feel like really did parts in that show.
He's that character to life, for sure. Like,
better than the book.
I haven't read the book, so I'm just saying, I can imagine, like...
The book's phenomenal, don't get me wrong, but, yeah, it's really good. Okay, next one.
Alright, next question.
Experience is... someone I have to share?
Okay, so next question. Number 8, is there a film that you refuse to watch? Example, any of the Human Centipede films? I agree with that. I would never watch Human Centipede. I've read a synopsis, and I think that is sufficient.
I don't watch just about anything.
Yeah, I'm too curious. Like, if someone says you should
not watch that, makes me want to watch it more.
Yeah.
It's like why shouldn't I watch it so bad? Now I got to see how bad it is.
Exactly.
You sound like a robot.
I thought that was just me. Oh, my God.
Better now.
No, you are a robot. You've been replaced by a robot. Robot Chris, what have you done with human Chris?
That was weird.
The dream is collapsing. Are we all back?
Yeah.
All right, let's do a shot.
Yeah. Okay.
Fuck it.
Okay.
It was like, it's almost exactly midnight for me. Like, I gotta be fucking in bed under the covers. In the next hour. So I'm going
to... Okay.
I'm going to aid that process.
I think it should be good. I think we'll be alright. We'll make it. Alright, so... I think everyone said what they want to say.
Yeah,
let's move on to the next thing. What is all the right. dumbest thing you've been tricked into believing?
Santa Claus.
I believe there was a genie in someone's lamp or whatever it was, like it was like a pot. He's fucker tricked me for like a year. Not
what?
This was last year.
Yeah, this was last year. It wasn't fun. No, man, I was like 4 or 5 years old and I remember he had this fucking like pot thing. He's like, don't rub it. A genie will come out. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. He's got a genie. It's awesome. And I was like 99% sure that there wasn't a genie in there.
But you weren't. You weren't 100%. So that's funny.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I can't think of anything in particular. I'm really gullible, though.
It's probably things that are really stupid that I believed in when I was really young, and now I don't.
Yeah,
I just can't remember. I was trying to think of them.
It's like nothing recently. Which would be a whole lot more funny, because, like, when you're a kid, you believe a lot of stupid shit.
Oh, man, okay, so this is dark. Sorry, question number 10. Kind of a dark question. Yes, it is, Matt. But in what order do you think the four, assuming there are four of you, will die, first to last?
Great.
Statistically, I'm supposed to live longer than all of you,
yeah.
So...
Well, I thought we were forming a cult, and I was going to give you guys all the juice at the same time so we could go together.
Oh, yeah, let's just all
die. That's not what we were doing this whole time?
I mean, I was going to drink that Kool-Aid, Jeff. Yeah.
So, so I'm younger than most... Fozzie and I are kind of the same age, but statistically women outlive men because men do stupid shit that make them die.
True.
So...
We just do stupid shit in general.
Yeah. So I think I will outlive all of you.
Probably, yes.
I'll give you that.
Sure. So what we should bury some treasure, and the last of us living should then...
Like a Simpsons
get the, yeah. then get access to this treasure.
Yeah, but Amanda, you have to decide which one of us will die first and last. We know you're going to be last.
I think I make it to at least 40. I'll give myself a 40.
Okay, does anybody think they're going to outlive 40?
Yeah, I think I'll hit... I will definitely outlive
40. I would hope so, because I think I'll still milk Chris by the time he's 40. And
right, so, yeah. Jeff, are you going to die first?
I'm going... I'm taking... Yes, I'm going to be the first.
Okay, yeah, Jeff is first. Who's next? One second.
That's what?
Now, do we include Tony in this as well?
Oh, well, if it's Tony, Tony's like, he's like battling Amanda for...
Yeah, I think Tony's gonna outlive me.
He's gonna stick around, huh?
Isn't Tony like super healthy and stuff?
Oh, I heard DC's a little dangerous out there.
That's true. I live in Canada, so it is actually probably safer where I live.
Could get bugged?
He might have an accident.
Things could happen. You could have an accident. Just saying, Tony.
That's Tony is not awesome. Living on the wrong side of the street at midnight. That's like the last thing I imagine Tony's going to
Okay, yes, Tony might outlive me. Gonna have to deal with that, I guess.
I got a good, like, 30, 35 years left at least.
Oh, you hope. You fucking hope.
My dad is, like, he lived a, like, he is, like, the worst eater and smoked 3 packs a day. And granted, he's on oxygen all the time now, but he is still going strong, so he's, like, 77, so.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'd be happy to make it to that, too, especially. Oh, this is the final boss. All right, I need to grab a beer. Just carry along.
All right. So does that mean you're second?
I'm bullshit. I'm second. Like, I'm gonna lose to Chris. Please.
Well, I mean, do you think you'll live? I'm gonna say somewhere between 75 and 80. But I'm also good. I'm like a good 8 to 10 years older than you. So
yeah. Yeah, exactly. So that means that, do I see myself living to 65?
Right.
I would hope so.
All right, there we go.
My dad's already 65, so.
All right, well, that was
this is the scale. Hefe is way out there. He's gone. Me and Chris are battling for second and third, and then Amanda and Napo are battling for fourth and fifth, as far as if we're going from dying first. But there's unanimous...
You get hit by a bus. You never know. I'm
That's
putting
true.
My odds on. I make it to at least.
Okay, let's say we don't. Let's say we die of natural causes.
Right. We don't get, like. There's nothing crazy. No bus getting hit by.
Unless you do something dangerous on purpose, like if you're going to say, I don't know, jump from a plane, then we'll count that. But just naturally, just walking around. We're going to assume that you're not going to get...
All right, what if you hang yourself from a belt in your closet to jack off, though? Does that count as...
Sorry, Jeff, you're still going to die first.
I swear I don't do that.
All right.
We don't believe you now.
Is that it?
You seem to know a lot about this, Jeff.
Oh, boy. I don't know. That dude from Kill Bill.
Yeah, I know. I figured that.
I learned all about it from him.
Did he not have, like, a happy question to go for the sad one?
Nope. That's it.
Well,
we'll
get it. Oh, get it on that. Okay.
Yeah, we'll end on a very somber note.
Yeah, that was depressing.
We're
all on our death.
I always love to think about how I'm going to die right before I go to bed.
Yeah. Actually, if you want to be reminded of your mortality, watch the teens react to the Nintendo.
Oh, I loved it. So oh, my funny. God. Some of the teens were really cool. They're like really, like, you know, seemed like they wanted to be into it. Like, I thought it was fucking great, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought that the girl who played Arya,
yeah.
she was fantastic.
Yeah, she was. But then there were just some teens where I was like, I feel so old right now.
Right. Like, some like, of them, like, we can't figure out how to make it work.
Some of them were so appreciative of it. Like, there's a couple of the kids that were just like, yeah, man, this is really awesome, you know? Which I wouldn't expect. Like, if I were a kid now and I went back and played that, I'd be like, what the fuck is that, you know?
I don't know. I think that people appreciate simplicity sometimes. Like, they looked at the controller like, oh, fuck. It's two buttons.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Fuck yeah, give me that shit. I can use that every now and then. Well, shit. Alright.
I think that might be it.
I was looking to think of a question just to...
You got something?
Well...
Wait. I have one from Justin.
Okay.
He's confused about the Crucible missions in Destiny. Is it meant for endgame? I think those are just multiplayer. It's just
multiplayer, dude. It's going to ask you to win three of them, so.
Yeah, like, missions, or is he talking the bounties?
Yeah, I'm confused.
Well, Crucible, isn't Crucible the multiplayer?
Crucible's the multiplayer, so.
Yeah, well, there's bounties for fucking...
For the multiplayer, yeah.
Yeah, so you could do that, but that's about it.
Alright.
That'll help you get to the end game, leveling up.
Right.
This is a question from me, though, is what Smash Bros. Players you're going to play as?
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man?
What
Smash player are you going to play as?
Yeah, I'm going Pac-Man first right away. There's no doubt.
I'm going to go for Wind Waker Link.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like Fox and Falco. Those are like my guys. I used to be Ganon, but then I always would lose with him because slow as balls. So
I used to like to play with Starbox a little bit.
Yeah, he's quick, dude. And you can just shoot people from away, like afar.
Yeah.
Alright.
There we go.
There it is.
We'll be back next week with Tony's thoughts on Destiny. That's probably about it. Thanks for joining us, Amanda.
No, it's no problem. It was nice to be back. Thank you for inviting me.
Fozzie, say goodnight.
Goodnight.